Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence, and we congratulate you on that. And I'm very excited about having our good buddy Dave Anderson back on the show. Dave is a global entrepreneur. He's a guy that's been that has carved out a place in the marketplace of his own. And run his own business for years, and now he's doing something else. He's teaching people like you and me what he learned as an entrepreneur. He was in the car business for a long time, and now he's talking about entrepreneurship and values, ethics and values all over the world. And I'm so glad he has the time to do that. He's the author of many books, including How to Deal with Difficult Customers, and he's here right now to talk to us about a couple of things we've got on our mind today. Dave Anderson, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Great to be back.
We're going to talk about customers a little bit later on in our visit, Dave, but one of the things that I always like when our Brain Trust members travel abroad and they come back on the show, I like to have them talk about what they learned, what they found out when they were in those countries. And you've returned in the last couple of months from Turkey. And I'd like for you to tell us a little bit about what you found in Turkey.
Well, you know, what I was doing in Turkey was volunteer work. I teach a biblically-based leadership course to pastors, actually, from Iran that we bring out of that country and bring them into a surrounding country because we can't do it there. And we stay there about a week to 10 days teaching them this leadership course so they can go back and grow their organizations. And they're the same type of business leadership principles we use. They're just applicable to growing, you know, their organization. And you know what I learn every time I do this? And Turkey was my first time in Turkey. We used to do this in a different country, but we went to Turkey this time. A beautiful country there, very Western. You know, I didn't know really what to expect. But we did it in a secluded place with a lot of, security there because some of these people are at risk coming to this meeting. But I tell you what you learn is you learn about what it is to be committed.
Right.
You know, a lot of people are interested in getting better. They'll buy a business book or they'll go to a course. But every time I'm around these folks who risk arrest and beatings and imprisonment to come and learn.
Including their families. They could be putting their families in danger.
Well, they do. And some of them bring their spouses. You know, they bring their spouses with them. A couple of their kids came with them this time because it was just dangerous to leave them behind.
Right.
But there is a big difference between being interested in something and being committed to it. And what I've learned is that if you're committed, you're willing to pay a price.
Right.
If you're interested, you do the right things maybe occasionally, you know, when you feel like it or when it's convenient.
It's like the old chicken, the egg and the bacon thing.
That's right.
You know, the chicken was involved in your breakfast, but the pig was committed, right?
The pig was definitely committed. Well, these folks are committed. I mean, when they come to the meeting, you know, they collect all the cell phones. There aren't any photographs allowed. Everybody goes by a nickname. I mean, there are a lot of security precautions there, but they come anyway. And they come so they can improve themselves and their people and their country.
Good for Turkey for hosting, for allowing you to host something like that there. That tells you something about that country, doesn't it?
Well, it is. It's more open-minded than people think.
Tolerant.
It's not hard-line
tolerance
sort of
is the word I like to use.
Yeah, exactly.
We need more tolerance in this world.
Well, we do.
And Turkey, now, Turkey is an Arab country. I'm not an Arab. I didn't mean to say that. Turkey is not. They're not Arabs. They'll kill me if they hear me say that. I'm teasing about that. But they are Muslim countries. What I meant to say.
Right.
And so they, you know, they have their issues. They're some level of intolerance, but they're becoming more tolerant. How did you find the Turkish people when you were there?
Oh, the Turkish people were fantastic. They were so warm and friendly, and I really didn't know what to expect there either. And the food was great, you know. And then we got to tour some of the ruins, you know, Ephesus. A lot of the biblical cities are there in Turkey.
Right.
And we toured Ephesus, which was just an amazing place with the ruins and so forth.
Paul called it Asia in those days.
Yeah, they sure did. And he wrote the seven letters. You know, John, you know, wrote about the seven letters to the seven Asian churches. Mm-hmm. Well, they're all there in Turkey.
Right.
And so it's got quite a rich history. But we only got to spend a short time in Istanbul, which, man, when you land there to connect, you think, I'd like to spend some more time here because it just looked like a great
city
to spend several days. Yeah, and it's just beautiful with the water and all that's going on there.
Everybody I know who's visited Turkey has been happy about it, has liked it.
It's kind of like a best-kept secret, you know.
Yeah.
You don't hear a lot about it, but it's huge.
I get the feeling that Turkey is a little bit like Lebanon was maybe, you know, 30 years ago.
Ah, that's a good analogy.
You know, back before the Hamas took it over and all that kind of stuff. Hey, Dave, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about Dave's thoughts on dealing with customers. How can we create better customer relationships? Twin Tail, stay with us.
I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.